Well, the U.S., of course, has a long history of invading most other countries in the world and killing millions of people, and using its poorest and most disenfranchised citizens to do that. Often, actually, using people who aren't even citizens, and then those that survive after slaughtering people, they come back and pretty much they emotionally tend to have two basic options. The many people I've talked to, they always confirmed that they basically felt like when they came back, they had two basic options. They could either join the anti-war movement or become drug addicts, or both. The current crop of economic draftees is no different. There's some great email lists you can read to get that picture. I lost my job and joined the army to get an education. I most surely did. Wanted to have some kind of steady job, lead a decent life, support me and my wife and kid. First I was based in Texas, then it was off to Germany, then they sent us to Iraq. So many burned up buildings, so many burned up bodies, twisted railroad tracks. They sent us to Fallujah, we were told to keep the peace amidst such hunger and despair. I was only 21, didn't have a clue what I was doing there. Now they say the war is over, and I'm back at home, here in the land of the free. And you're looking at the face of victory, you're looking at the face of victory. Strolling through Fallujah, driving on the rubble, shattered pavement and shattered glass. They sent us on a search for weapons. We looked in every basement, never found a single barrel of gas. When we saw the cities looted, as we watched the oil pipelines, it all began to seem so clear. We were fighting for Exxon, dying for Chevron, that's what we were doing here. They told us we'd be welcomed as troops of liberation. Once again they lied. We got shot at every day. Everywhere we went, a bunch of my buddies died. A rocket launcher hit my tank, started up a fire, blew my legs right off of me. Now you're looking at the face of victory. You're looking at the face of victory. Back to Michigan, they put some plastic on my stumps and sent me on my way. Now I roll on down the city streets, looking at the people as they turn their eyes away. Down at the burn, they were talking about the government, how it's all a ruse. And I get a little madder every time I see the president smirking on the evening news. I think of how they duped me and so many more good people, and I think of the price we paid. The rich keep getting richer, and the bastards already scheming about the next nation they want us to invade. Yeah, I keep on thinking about the situation. I think of Oklahoma City, and you're looking at the face of victory. You're looking at the face of victory. You're looking at the face of victory.